Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Feeling under the weather? You can Teladoc that. Actually, for almost everything health-related, checkups, check-ins, and everything in between, you can Teladoc that. Visit TeladocHealth.com to get started. TeladocHealth.com.
The Jets collect their third win of the season, 27-24 over the Falcons. Wins are good, people. Wins are good. I know it hurts them and as far as their draft position goes, but that's bunched. We're going to get into that a little bit today. We're going to talk about the ageless wonders on this young roster and how they performed on Sunday. A.D. Mitchell, obviously, and then some negatives too, like couldn't stop the run at all. I'm Tim McMaster along with Zach Rosenblatt. Thanks for joining us, whether you're watching or listening. Welcome to the Baggage Handlers on YouTube. Give us a 5-star review wherever you're checking us out as well. We're going to do the four down, Zach, so the four key moments around the game and what's happening with this team right now. But first off, wanted to go to Twitter, which is not a place we always like to go. But you tweeted yesterday, after the game, Breece Hall said he felt like a decoy on offense today. I knew this was the quote. I knew we were going to air it out today because they were hanging their hat on stopping the run game. So I was playing decoy, watching everybody else. So I was like, hopefully we win. Breece retweeted you, said, I meant to say I knew I'd be a decoy, which would open up explosives downfield. Quote is out of context, y'all. My bad. At least he said my bad. But I mean, I guess the way I'll put this to you is like you put the quote in its entirety. I don't know if that can be taken out of context, but I don't know, just your thoughts on the tweet.
I mean, I guess what I could have like I that first sentence I had in the tweet, I guess maybe people perceived it as him saying a different thing, but like I put the full quote in there and, you know, look, like on one hand, I think he would have a right to be annoyed about how they've used him in the passing game because he, again, had two targets. So
he did get a lot of touches in general.
He did. He had 20 carries. And, you know, and I think his explanation and the clarification is true. Like, I think it did help that they were trying to stack the box to try and stop him and stuff like that. You know, there was really good blocking on some of the plays. And, you know, Tyrod had some time and so they were able to counteract it, where I don't think they were able to do that with Justin Fields for a lot of the season. So I do think there was something to that. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, Breece said that in response to a question simply about, like, I believe it was about how Tyrod Taylor played. So he wanted to get that off his chest. I don't think he was necessarily complaining, but I do think he was just pointing out, like, I was more of a decoy today. And, you know, look, I have no problems with Breece. I actually enjoyed
it. Well, I didn't think your tweet was like, think your two is necessarily negative either. It was just like, hey, I mean, I don't know.
What happens sometimes with happens more and more than ever is I will simply tweet a quote and fans will be like, you know what you're doing. You're trying to make it seem like this. You're trying to make it seem like, no, I'm literally tweeting a quote. Like there's no agenda involved in it. I tweet the quotes that I think are relevant or interesting. That's just how I go about it. So, you know, I try not to get annoyed about Twitter anymore. Cause I do think at the end of the day, it is a small percentage of the fan population. Even if the people on Twitter think they are representative of everybody, I don't think it's actually true. So I don't really get riled up, but stuff like that. Like, I mean, we wanted to talk about it a little bit, but it's not a big deal. have any problems with Breece. I don't think he has any problems specifically with me. I do think he doesn't love the media in general. But yeah, so we can move on from that. But I thought it was a funny slash interesting quote. And Breece was actually really, and I tweeted other quotes. He said he was really good when he had a comment about how he thought the operation was really bad on offense, especially at the end of the game. And he thought they kind of failed Tyrod a little bit to where, you know, the defense had a couple three and outs back to back. And then the offense didn't really go anywhere with them. And he felt it was because people didn't really seem to know where they were supposed to be. And they need to get better on that. And that's like a kind of a thing that a leader would say and someone who cares about the Jets winning and all that stuff. So, you know, he deserves credit for that, which I think he got a lot of credit for that quote on Twitter as well. Like, you know, everybody always focusing on the negative side of things, but I think he always getting a lot of praise for that tweet and, you know, I mean, that quote. And so, yeah, we can move on from that, I guess.
Yeah, we can move on. They almost false started their way out of the victory with the late penalty. Yeah,
everybody but the center. Yeah.
That made a 51-yarder, a 56-yarder, but luckily, and that transitions to where we're going next, which is on a team with more young players than anybody in the NFL and playing more young players than anyone in the NFL. It was the 37-year-old quarterback and the 41-year-old kicker getting it done in the end on Sunday. Let's start with the quarterback. We said, you know, with Tyrod Taylor, you'd get a chance to see more of these receivers. And we'll get to the receivers in a little bit, so I don't want to step on that. But 19 of 33, 172 yards. It's not like he lit the world on fire, but 8 carries, 44 yards. And the runs were really important. Obviously, there was a touchdown run, but there was a key run on the game-winning drive for the field goal to get them moving. And he really seemed to make the right decisions on when to tuck it and when to chuck it, so to speak.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty solid. There was definitely some moments where he held onto the ball a little long, but like he was taking a beating, actually. Like there was a certain point where he got hit pretty bad, and you know, and this is the deep ball, which we'll get into more in the AD Mitchell section, but you know, he gets hit pretty hard, and he's kind of slow to get up, and Breece Hall had this great anecdote about how he's like, we had like a bunch of motions on the play and we were kind of running out of time. Like we needed 20, he thought they needed 20 seconds at least, I think he said, in order to get the playoff in time. So Breece says that he told everybody to just line up. And I don't think they actually did any motion on the play. And Tyrod found it in him to like just launch it. He had a lot of time. The offensive line did a great job on that play, actually. Underrated part of that. But, and he launched it to AD Mitchell. And that's kind of throw that like Tyrod historically has been known for. I think he's maybe like lost some of his physical talent as he's gotten older, but he's generally a great deep ball thrower. I believe it traveled like 58 air yards or yards in the air. And I think it was one of the longest like touchdown passes the Jets have in terms of like how far it traveled in the air. Rich Samini had a tweet about that. I can't remember the stat, but it was like one of the top five in maybe the NFL in a while or something like that. I can't remember, but really impressive play, especially considering all he, and that's what Tyrod is. He's a competitor. He gets beat up a lot of times. He doesn't get back up because of the injuries, but he really battled it out. He in the beginning, he got Mason Taylor involved quite a bit. He was getting the ball to John Metchie, who was dropping it. He had 3 drops. AD Mitchell, we'll get into. I just thought he commanded the huddle. He's a guy that they respect in the locker room. And I think as for such a young team, as you mentioned, I think there's a lot to be learned from a guy like that, just battling. And, you know, he's never going to give up on a play, on a game. And he's a leader in that room. He's a guy that everybody seems to lean on, even if he's like a quiet leader. He's not like a rah-rah guy, but he's very soft-spoken, but really respected. And I don't know. There's a part of me that wonders how many more games they would have won if they weren't playing Justin Fields earlier in the season or, you know, whatever it is. Like, I know Fields won the Bengals game, nearly won the Steelers one. But broadly, like, he obviously was very bad passing the ball. And now we're, but anyway, all that matters is ultimately that we're getting a chance to see these receivers legitimately. And you wouldn't get that with Fields, and you get that with Tyrod Taylor.
All right. And then the kicking game, Nick Folk misses his first kick of the season. Like, it was perfect on field goals, was perfect on extra points, really just having an incredible season. Misses from 55 yards, not by a lot. It was a good kick. It's not like he he just shanked it or anything like that. A good kick, but he misses. Comes back, and I mentioned an extra 5 yards because of the penalty late, and drills the 56-yard game winner at the buzzer. I mean, just an ageless wonder, Zach. And Aaron Glenn talked a lot about him after the game.
I think he's had two kicks that were his career highs, like a 58 and a 56 or whatever this year.
At 41.
At 41. You know, Aaron Glenn pointed this out. I didn't realize it. And I had to like dig in. Aaron Glenn was like, we were actually teammates. And it's true. They were teammates for a summer in Dallas. It was Aaron Glenn's last training camp with the Cowboys. Wade Phillips comes in and cuts him at the end of training camp. So they didn't actually get into the regular season together. But Nick Folk was technically teammates with his head coach a while ago. I think that was like 2009 or something like that. Or I forget what, maybe not 2009. I think he was with the Jets in 2009. I can't remember what year it was, but yeah, that's pretty crazy. And yeah, I mean, he's extended his career. Like, he's just an efficient, good money kicker. I mean, he missed a 55 yarder on a day when it was rainy and a little windy. And so he's 41, and then he made the 56 yarder. He barely made it, but he made it. And that's all that matters. And, you know, it's, you know, the special teams unit, maybe this is a good way in with that, because he's been money. The special teams unit has been phenomenal. Like Chris Banjo, you know, I was speaking his praises before anybody else was. I was ahead of the curve on that. But yeah, full, you know, just side note, like in the locker room, so he went to University of Arizona. I saw that Taylor Delgado said that. So we were kind of bonding over you. He was waiting to go to his press conference. Tyrod was talking. And so me and him just had like a 10-minute long conversation about U of A. They just won their 9th game, likely headed to the Holiday Bowl. We were talking about the trajectory of that program. It was kind of cool to catch up with Nick about my alma mater, because not a lot of U of A guys that I come across in these locker rooms these days. But he's a great guy. He's been doing this forever. I mean, Rich Cimini, Cause, like all those guys covered him when he was first with the Jets. And it's kind of funny to see him coming back full circle. But yeah, that special teams unit, you look at him, you have one of the best kickers in the NFL. Austin McNamara continues to just be an absolute weapon. I think Aaron Glenn said they call him the sniper. He had, I think, 3 punts inside the 10, 1 inside the 5, 1 that was at the 7 that was muffed, recovered by Quantes Stiggers, who's been a great gunner. And on that note, like Quantes said, they were coached up all week about how the Falcons returner like is known for fielding the punts inside the 10. Like he's really like known for that. So they were like very aware of that. And so they were able to get him to drop the ball, and they recovered and they scored a touchdown, which was probably the difference in this game, because it was a 2-yard touchdown and the offense wasn't always able to move the ball. But McNamara, he had a great punt late in the game. The field position game, they always seem to win. Isaiah Williams, it looks like an absolute star as a returner now. Like, he had an 80-something yard kick return. I thought he was going to get there. He wound up getting tripped up at the very end.
But it was almost like he started zigging and zagging too much at the end instead of just running straight.
I mean, the irony is they were trying to avoid Kane Nwangwu on that, which they did all day, because Isaiah was getting all the returns. And now we're at a point now where I don't think you can avoid either of them. And Kane, whenever he touches the ball, feels like he could go to the distance. Isaiah has been a phenomenal punt returner. If you remove that muffed punt he had in week 4, he's going to get his redemption this week against the Dolphins. I mean, that return unit's been absolutely stellar. The coverage units have been stellar, and they've been missing a couple of guys to like injuries and stuff like that. And, you know, I just think Chris Banjo, for a guy who just retired from playing in February of 23. So like, however many months ago that is, like, he was just playing and he's already special teams coordinator for a top 5 unit in the NFL. I tweeted a stat earlier. It's the team's performance this week in terms of EPA was the second best in the NFL this season for special teams, and the second best the Jets have had in the last 25 years. Like, they rank in the top 5 across like all categories. Like, it's like Brant Boyer, again, I say this over and over, I think he was ultimately underrated as a special teams coach, and the Niners unit's really good, but Banjo is a stud, man. It's hard for special teams coordinators to become head coaches these days. Usually the path is offensive coordinator and sometimes defensive. But for him having this success at such a young age and the respect he has among players, yeah, you know, he's on a trajectory to eventually, you know, getting a bigger role. So I'm very curious to see how his coaching career plays out. But the special teams unit has been an absolute dynamite so far.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Second down, A.D. Mitchell. Breakout game for him. 8 catches, 102 yards, including that 52-yard touchdown, obviously. that one tied the game at 14. That was his first career NFL touchdown. Crazy. People probably remember what should have been his first career NFL touchdown, which really landed him on the bench in Indy, I think, which is when he was going in and he dropped the ball on the 1-yard line, which we seem to see happen like every season now. But obviously, lesson learned there for AD. This one, he didn't have to worry about it. He skidded across the line on his butt. But last week, we saw Mechie kind of break out, Zach, from the slot. He struggled on Sunday. And we were wondering then, like, oh, are we going to see a breakout from Mitchell? And here it is. So you have these guys that, like, in a perfect world, are two, along with Garrett Wilson, you know, a good chunk of your receiving room in a year.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Mitchell obviously always had the higher ceiling of those two guys. Yeah. And, you know, we pointed it out week after week. Like, he gets open to a remarkable degree for a guy that hasn't really caught that many passes. Like, he's very clearly athletic. The thing that's kind of jumped out to me, like, and we'll get into, like, the specific performance, which was really, really good. You just hear about these guys' work ethic. These two guys, Mechie is known for being at the facility first and catching balls. A.D. Mitchell stays after practice to catch extra balls. And I think Tyrod told a story about them getting extra work in with him after practice and, like, after meetings, and they'll go out and catch balls with him at nighttime just to get extra reps in and learn more. Because they don't, like, Breece Hall was like, sometimes we'll call a play that they haven't really repped in practice, and so they'll be like, okay, where do we have to go? Like, they're still kind of learning on the fly, which speaks a lot to their potential. And the drops thing, Mechie had 3 of them. A.D. Mitchell obviously had a couple of weeks ago. Like, drops are a focus thing. But, like, Mechie was open for a few of those and he dropped them. And Mitchell, just like Mitchell was a few weeks ago. So very encouraging. I'm not ready to, like, crown either of these guys a starter next year, but Mitchell is on the right track. Like, I think even if he keeps playing like this, I think you still just go into next season saying, like, okay, we have Garrett Wilson and Mitchell. We have 2 out of our 3 receivers. I'm not saying A.D. Mitchell's their number 2. You go and invest in a number 2 and you get somebody else as well, I think, in the draft to compete with Mechie and Arian Smith and these guys. Although Arian Smith was a healthy scratch. But, you know, Mitchell, the deep ball was just a really impressive play on all facets. We already covered it a little bit in the first section. But the way he got open, the way he adjusted for the ball, and the way he adjusted for the ball led to the corner tripping. I saw a stat that, I don't know if Samini tweeted or if it was just a next-gen stat, but Mitchell had, I think, 7 of his 8 catches against Mike Hughes, which is the most any receiver has had against a single defender in the NFL this season. And I think he had the 4th most yards against a single. Like, Mike Hughes clearly was struggling. But Mitchell can be a mismatch. And, like, he's getting, like, a target share at the level of a number 1 receiver right now, including the last couple games. So now imagine if Garrett Wilson comes back this year, maybe he will. If he's healthy, I imagine he would. And you pair those two guys together, and A.D. Mitchell is, you know, there's going to be more attention on Garrett. And, you know, I think AD complements Garrett kind of perfectly. They haven't really had the like deep threat who can also catch balls across the middle and in the intermediate areas. Whereas like, you know, Devontae was obviously really, really good, but he's not a deep threat. And they just haven't had that since Garrett Wilson became their number one receiver. And so that really just opens things up for Garrett in the middle of the field, which is where he does his best work. And then if you get another receiver that can do a little bit of both or whatever it is, or somebody who can win their one-on-one matchups on the sideline or in the red zone and things like that, like then you have a pretty good receiving room. And so Adonai Mitchell being this good, if he can keep it up, like it's just one game. I think everybody needs to pump the brakes a little. Like we need to see this as defenses prepare for him more and try to scheme to stop him, how he handles that, but highly, highly encouraging. And again, this is why you want someone like Tyrod there, because I don't think Justin Fields is making that throw.
Oh yeah, not even attempting it, right? The Tankathon's latest mock draft this morning actually has the Jets taking Jordan Tyson, first receiver off the board out of Arizona State at number 7. And we'll get into that a little bit later of where they could end up. But interesting, I don't see them adding a receiver that high in the draft considering the other needs, but that's what Tankathon says. Third down, a little negative here, Zach. They got the win. They did all these little things around the edges. But Bijan Robinson torched. Now, I mean, he's no slouch, right? Bijan Robinson is one of the best running backs in the league. 23 carries, 142 yards on the ground, 5 catches, 51 yards. It's basically like the performance you'd like out of Breece Hall, but they got it. The Falcons got it out of Bijan Robinson.
Also, while I think Breece is a very good running back, like, you can kind of see the difference between an elite running back and a really good one. Yep. Like that's no slight against Breece. I just don't think they're in the same category. Like Bijan, the way he moves, he looks so much bigger than he actually is. Somebody mentioned that he's only 5'11". I didn't realize that. Ironically, I actually covered him when he was like a freshman or sophomore in high school in Tucson, Arizona. I remember writing a story about him. He was dominating already at that point. Just the most mature young kid I've ever interviewed. And like, you just knew he was going to be great. I didn't know that he'd be this great, like NFL level great, because not a lot of guys from Tucson get out and make it to the NFL. But yeah, I mean, he was running all over them. The run defense has been good for the most part for the Jets this season. The tackling has not been that good this season, and that was an issue this game. I especially think of the David Sills touchdown. David Sills, of all people, not like he's Tyreek Hill. This is a guy that has bounced in and out of the NFL. He juked out Jasir Taylor in a really bad way. And there were some other mistakes. Like Kyle Pitts kept being left wide open. Like they really struggled covering him, and they still have not had an interception. Like if they were ever going to get it, I thought Kirk Cousins would have been a prime opportunity to do it. So, the defense, I still have a lot of questions about that group. There are some pieces in the defense. Jarvis Brownlee didn't play, so they were kind of mixing and matching with Nichols. It was not a great performance by the defense. Will McDonald had a pretty good game. Sherwood, I would say, did not have a great game again. And, you know, I think the safeties are a little inconsistent, but although Michael Clemens had a sack and Tony Adams had a sack. So just another.
Yeah, only those are the only two sacks, not the guys you would have guessed.
Yeah.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
All right, fourth down. Let's talk about the draft a little bit, because they, with the win, they slide down to number seven. But teams are so bunched right now. Tennessee obviously won 11-1 and 11, and that seems like as much of a lock as anything, the way they're playing. The Saints up to 2, Giants 3, Vegas 4, those teams all with 2 wins. And then you have the slew of teams with 3, Cleveland, Washington, the Jets, Arizona. Obviously, the Jets will always lose out to Cleveland because they beat them. Washington was a 2-point conversion away from winning last night, over Denver. That would have dropped them, and the Jets would be number 6. And then after the 4 teams that are with 3 wins, you get 3 more teams with 4 wins. So this is going to change a lot over the final stretch of the season. You could see a world where the Jets easily get back into the top 5, although maybe they're playing better football now. I don't know.
I mean, if you look at, I mean, they can probably technically fall as far as like 11 or 12, technically, if you just look at the standings. I don't know how that works in terms of the matchups, but
we
look
keep
at
circling that Saints game as like,
The Saints game is huge. I mean, you go all the way down to 11. Let's say the Dolphins keep playing the way they are. Big Dolphins game this week for the Jets in terms of draft order stuff. But the Dolphins are playing really well, 1-3 in a row. The Vikings look like an absolute disaster. The Bengals are probably going to keep winning. So you'd think they probably drop down in the order. The Falcons stink. Like, I could see a scenario where the Falcons jump ahead of the Jets in the order. The Cardinals lose every game, but they're always close. So maybe eventually they could break through. But that's a team that could keep losing. Washington could keep losing, although Jaden Daniels could come back. The Browns are a mess. The Raiders might be the worst team in the NFL, if not the Titans. The Giants play the Patriots tonight. They have been competitive, but I think the Patriots are going to kill them. The Saints are terrible too. So like, there's not a lot of room for them to move, and the Jets are trying to win. It's not like a lot of these teams aren't, but like, Dolphins is a winnable game. We'll get into that later in the week. Saints obviously is a winnable game. Jaguars, they should lose that game. Bills, they're playing for something still. And the Patriots are playing for the one seed. So, you know, there's probably 2 wins left on the schedule. So if the Jets go 5-11, or 5-12, sorry, that probably drops you down to like the 10 range, which isn't ideal for a team that desperately needs a quarterback. I'm not saying I think they're necessarily going to win those 2. I think, you know, as I see it right now, I'd probably say loss to the Dolphins, but, you know, it's conceivable they win that game. And 5 wins, I think you go into the offseason feel better about the direction of Aaron Glenn and the team. But, you know, then you're in a scenario where you have to decide, do we love these quarterbacks in this draft? Do we want to trade up and try and get one of them, or do we just settle for what we can get and, if not kick the bucket to next year, get a quality veteran or draft somebody in the end of the first round, blah, blah, blah. All the stuff we'll talk about. But not ideal for the draft order, but I don't know. I probably retroactively always change my opinion on these things because I look back on them beating the Patriots in that last game and helping them get Drake May, and I'm like, shit, maybe they should have lost that game. But I don't know. You wanted to see this team heading in the right direction, and it feels like they are. Like, I feel so much better about Aaron Glenn today than I did a few weeks ago.
Right.
Still have questions about Steve Wilks, obviously. I think Tanner is up and down. I think he's net positive, but up and down. I think Tyrod being in there helps him. But Aaron Glenn is showing something, and this team still competing the way they are is notable, and the way they all seem to believe in Aaron Glenn is really notable. So I think it's okay to be excited about wins while also being like, shit, we might not be able to get the right quarterback, but maybe neither of these guys that are coming out are the right quarterback. So
yeah, maybe the right guys are your way. Who knows? Lots to figure out there. We did have one question in the chat that I wanted to throw out to you from Barney Miller. Without giving up any sources, is the Muji Glenn regime less leaky than the JD Sala one?
I'd say broadly, yes. It's still early, though, is what I would say.
The leaks have not formed.
And not only that, I don't know that there's been a lot to leak. Like, I think when people hear leaks, they think of negative things. Things are leaked that are positive also. Like, I've heard positive things. And
Garrett Wilson's negative things. Status.
That was a big one. But yeah, I'd say they've done a good job of keeping most things in-house, which is a good thing. Like, I know for the sake of business, sometimes like you want leaks, but like, you know, the leaks were not an issue of me. It was an issue of the Jets having a leaky building before. So like that was always they always focus on the wrong things. Teams do in general. You always try and attack the reporter and not try to figure out why this thing is being leaked or the information that's being leaked. Can I correct it? But anyway, yeah, to answer your question, yes, it's been better for sure.
There you go. Bad for gossip and podcasting, but probably good for the organization as a whole.
Yes.
All right. I know you have to get to Aaron Glenn's press conference, so we're going to wrap this up. Thanks for everybody for tuning in on this Victory Monday. The Jets up to 3-9 on the season. We'll see where we go from here. We'll preview the Dolphins game coming up later this week. Thanks for tuning in to Flight Plan.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.